Recent investor focus in Japan is similar to the U.S., corporate earnings and central banks. In the U.S., the short-term news has been mixed. In Japan, it's been more negative. Thursday was the worst day of the year for the benchmark Nikkei index. Start with earnings and take Honda as an example. The automaker fell about 7% Thursday, its biggest one-day fall in 6 years. The reason? A disappointing outlook for future profits. The company's still making money, but not as much as analysts have been expecting. With central banks, the entire world knows the U.S. Federal Reserve will eventually be raising interest rates. The multi-trillion-dollar question is when. As for the Bank of Japan, some are betting there could be another loosening of credit. Timing uncertain. Still, don't feel too bad for Japanese stock investors. The Nikkei is up about 35% from a year ago, compared to a gain of about 8% on the Dow Jones Industrials and a gain of about 11% for the broader S&P 500. But for Hawaii's tourism industry, the more relevant number for the Japanese traveler might be the exchange rate. A year ago, a dollar was worth about 102 yen. Now it's about 119 yen. In other words, the cost of Hawaii's hotel stays, dinners, drinks, and everything else priced in dollars has gone up by nearly 20% compared to a year ago. Bill Dorman, HPR News.